to watch this thing tonight, 9:30 p.m. Eastern on Fox Business Channel. Well, I guess they are rolling corporate billboards.
The final lap.
The Ford summer sales event is in full swing.
Is your truck going to be able to handle all these pavers for the patio?
No problem. The F-150 has got a high-strength, military-grade aluminum alloy body.
Oh.
With best-in-class payload, the F-150 can handle the work you need it to.
Remember when I had a high-strength, military-grade body?
I don't, actually.
It's always a good time.
Take on summer right with Ford, America's best-selling brand, during the Ford Summer Sales Event. Hurry and get our hottest offers during the Ford Summer Sales Event, like 0% financing for 60 months on select Ford F-150s. Plus, get an additional $1,000 on top of your trade-in. Offer ends July 31st. Best-selling based on 2016 sales when properly equipped. Class is full-size pickups under 8,500 pounds. GVWR based on Ford segmentation. Not all buyers qualify for Ford credit financing. 60 months at $1,667 per month for $1,000 finance regardless of down payment. Trade assist cash requires trade-in of 95 or newer vehicle, or lease terminated 30 days prior to or 90 days after new retail delivery. Not available on Raptor. See dealer or go to buyfordnow.com for complete details. Take new retail delivery from dealer stock by July 31st, 2017.
At what point do you draw the line on the piece of pizza in the carousel and when it's too old? 319-366-1600.
You're from freaking Iowa.
This aggression will not stand, man.
From the heart of eastern Iowa and the insert name of sponsor here, studio.
Don't worry, nobody's listening anyway.
It's the Todd Brommelkamp Show.
Bob Stoops is not here for the first time in many years. We were together at a memorial service over the weekend and had a chance to visit a little bit, and I had the opportunity to tell him how much I have appreciated his work in the last 5 years that I've been around on behalf of the sport of football.
And that memorial service was for former Iowa and Iowa State assistant coach Bobby Elliott. Welcome back to the Todd Brommelkamp Show. Another week, another series of great programs lined up for you. We kick off today with Evan Flood from 24/7 Sports. Our countdown to kickoff, brought to you by the Coach's Corner Sports Pub in Iowa City, takes us to Madison, Wisconsin today. We'll get a preview of Paul Christ and the Badgers, the favorite in Las Vegas to win the Big Ten West. We will also chat with Alex Halstead of 24/7 Sports. He covers Iowa State. That's in hour number three. Big 12 Media Days going on in Frisco, Texas, today and tomorrow. That was Bob Bowlesby that you heard at the beginning of the program. Welcome in. You can catch us on 106.3 FM, the South Gym in Iowa City, 107.5 FM, the North Gym in Cedar Rapids, and all across eastern Iowa on 1600 AM, the historic main gym. Got some Cedar Rapids Colonels tickets that we need to give away all throughout the week. We've got four packs of tickets to see the Colonels. They lost again today on the road, the series finale against the South Bend Cubs, 2-1. The Colonels have had a really rough road trip, but we'll see if some home cooking can do some good for them. And they return to Veterans Memorial Stadium this week to take on the Great Lakes Loons and the Lansing Lugnuts. Big 12 Media Days is where we will start, though. I'll also circle back around, hit some Major League Baseball trade over the weekend involving the Washington Nationals and the Oakland Athletics. The Nationals, one-stop shopping for some bullpen help. Kind of funny how that works out. You start talking about one name, and that was Ryan Madsen. They also eventually settled on getting left-hander Sean Doolittle from the A's as well. Is that going to be enough to shore things up for Dusty Baker moving forward in the second half? We'll wait and see. Also, a very nice debut over the weekend by Jose Quintana in a Cubs uniform. MLB talk on the way, hour number two. Jerry Ask Investment Services text lines up and running for you, 319-366-1600. Plan on putting that to good use today. Alex, welcome aboard. How was your weekend?
It was good, Todd. I'll ask you how yours was in just a second. Big 12 Media Days in Frisco, Texas. Now, I know I've been to the Dallas area. I'm trying to think, did this event take place in Dallas last year and they moved it to a different suburb? Because I know the Big 12 moves some things around. And I'm just glad that the Media Days are starting. We're getting closer to football. It'll be a week from today that we are in Chicago at the Hyatt Regency McCormick Place, and we will be doing a show on Big Ten Media Days. So it's an exciting time of year, but we're also entering a busy time of year. So it's kind of a double-edged sword, but it is exciting nonetheless.
I'm looking through the glass, as that is probably how some of you feel when you listen to this program. Kyle Mann, our producer, is on the other side. He's already loading up some of the equipment, even as we speak, doing some checks on some of the equipment that we'll be taking with us to do that broadcast next Monday and next Tuesday in Chicago. Don't forget the aspirin, Kyle, because Monday we will have had to sleep it off, our weekend at Wrigley Field, Sunday's game against the Cubs and the Cardinals. I haven't looked to see who's the pitching. As the pitching matchups, have they been announced yet?
I believe it would be, from what I saw, John Lester will be scheduled to pitch for the Cubs, and Michael Wacha is a scheduled starter for the St. Louis Cardinals.
Oh, that's not good. That's not a bad pitching matchup.
And it's also good news for a friend of the show and for a KGYM's friend, Luke Voigt, because he'll probably get the start against the lefty.
Get to see your guy play. He should be in the lineup.
He's getting a little bit less playing time now that Colton Wong is back.
If he doesn't get traded.
But I know we'll get to that later in the show, some of the MLB trade rumors. Bob Nightingale saying that the Cardinals are trying to be buyers and sellers, and that sounds a little bit weird, but if you follow the Cardinals and you see their roster as it's constructed right now, it really does make a lot of sense. But we'll get to that in hour number two.
I checked the Frisco Rough Riders home schedule because I was going to send my good friend Chris Williams a text message and suggest that he hit up a game while he was down there, but they are unfortunately on the road. Frisco, an affiliate of the Texas Rangers, they have a lazy river in the outfield. And I think they play at Dr. Pepper Ballpark.
That's awesome. Do you have to pay extra to get into that lazy river?
I'm not sure. It's on my list of ballparks that I would like to visit sometime. Maybe just a suggestion for our good friend Steve Carter at Dr. Pepper. Maybe he could talk with the Colonels about getting a lazy river or something and putting their name on it. As long as it's just water in the river and not Dr. Pepper, because that would be sticky if you fell, especially on like a 9,500 degree day in the summertime. But I think the ballparks are doing this all over the place. It's not just about the baseball anymore. You go over to Davenport and Modern Woodman Park, it's a carnival. Literally, they've got Joe Dirt there running the tilt-a-whirl and some of the other things that they've got set up there. Baseball, it's sort of secondary. But give me a lazy river any day of the week. That was a serious question that I asked, by the way, at the beginning of the program, the prelude, I guess you could call it. Where do you draw the line on the piece of pizza in the case as to whether or not it's too old for you to purchase? Because I needed a little something. And kind of skipped lunch today, and I thought, I'm not going to make it to dinner tonight. So I went and grabbed a slice and something to drink. And this particular piece of pizza was at the point where it was almost fused to the little cardboard piece that it's on, and the cheese had sort of changed color, and I still couldn't walk away from it. The siren call of the piece of pizza was too loud to ignore. I'm not necessarily too picky.
It's all about the cheese, though.
That's your
yes.
That's your line of demarcation.
Well, here's the deal. If I'm paying full price for a piece of pizza from a local gas station.
Many gas stations sell pizza.
Yes,
we're not talking about one specific gas station.
If the cheese needs to be gooey.
And they're
gooey,
called convenience stores.
The cheese needs to be gooey. It needs to be a little bit fluid. If it has kind of molded into, if it is hardened and it is changing colors, then I'm not paying full price. But sometimes at these local establishments, they will say, oh, well, it's been out for a while. We'll give you half price. We'll give it to you for half price. In that case, I'm probably going to buy it and I'm probably going to eat it. I'm also not that picky. But if I'm paying full price, yeah, it needs to at least look like it was made in the last 2 or 3 hours.
This is the St. Louis guy giving advice on pizza, by the way. So if you're listening to us, maybe take his advice with a little grain of salt.
Best pizza in the world.
1600. We got to get your boy Luke an endorsement deal down there with one of those. He's a natural. David Freese doesn't even play in St. Louis anymore, and he's still pitching pizzas.
We asked Luke, does he get recognized around town? He said yes, but he doesn't, and I quote, he doesn't get the David Freese treatment yet. And you can still see that David Freese is still liked in the St. Louis area because he doesn't play there anymore, and he still endorses the pizza. So, yeah, I think that Luke has a little bit of a ways to go to become on that level, like winning a championship and being the World Series MVP. But, hey, it could happen. Probably not with this team, though.
We're talking college football today with Big 12 Media Days going on, and Iowa just announced that Josie Jewell has been named to the 2017 Butkus Award watch list. No surprise there. He's expected to be one of the best linebackers in the Big Ten. The Butkus Award goes to the best linebacker in the country. Again, not exactly shocking to see his name pop up on the list. We're going to talk a little Iowa State football today because the Cyclones depth chart was released with Matt Campbell in the state of Texas for Big 12 Media Days. Not really anything that jumps out at you when you take a look at the depth chart, but one of the names to keep an eye on is Ray Lima, nose guard, because I think there's high expectations for him coming into the season. The junior college transfer, they list him at 6'3", 306 pounds. They've got him as the starter at nose guard. You've got Joel Lanning listed as a starter at linebacker, which that goes back to the spring, and they're very serious about Joel Lanning at linebacker. That wasn't a move that was just made for depth and the purpose of opening up the quarterback position for Jacob Park. Now, on the subject of the quarterback spot on the depth chart, Park is listed one, and then you've got Kyle Kemp, who's listed second, the redshirt senior, or Zeb Noland, the redshirt freshman. And I think there's a lot of Iowa State fans out there that are looking forward to seeing Zeb Noland at some point in time. Probably the first time that Jacob Park throws an incomplete pass. I don't necessarily think that that's exclusive to Iowa fan base thinking that the backup quarterback is the best player on campus. And then you've got the two-headed monster in the backfield with David Montgomery and Mike Warren. Warren, of course, took a little bit of a step back last season, but Montgomery and Warren are going to give Iowa State some options out of the backfield. Now, we started the program today, Bob Bowlesby talking about Bob Stoops, and Bowlesby and Stoops were both in Iowa City over the weekend, as were a lot of other big-name coaches, administrators, former football players, people with ties to Bobby Elliott, a couple hundred people on hand for his memorial service at Hancher Auditorium. I didn't get a chance to go to that. I talked to a couple people that did. And as Mike Halas said with Mark Dukes on the Gym Class today, not everybody gets that type of treatment. It sort of tells you a little bit about Bobby Elliott. And I enjoyed Mike's story about Seavers and Aaron Campman and Bobby Elliott. He was exactly right on that. If you missed that anecdote, you can listen to the podcast, The Gym Class, on KGYMRadio.com. Also, while you're there, you can vote in our poll question. It has to do with Iowa State football this season. The Cyclones picked to finish ninth in the Big 12. That's the 10-team Big 12. How do you think the Cyclones will do this fall? Will they meet expectations or will they exceed them? KGYMRadio.com is where you can go to vote in the poll. And a big thank you to our friends at Emil's Hideaway for sponsoring the poll question. They are located on First Avenue Southeast. Say it with me, folks. You've heard me say it probably hundreds of times by now. Behind Taco John's and next to the Home Depot.
I know that a lot of college football coaches are they like to have bulletin board material for their players. And I feel like the Big 12 media days have become one big bulletin board filling 2 days for Iowa State. They're picked to finish 9 of 10 in the Big 12. And I don't think that's really a surprise. And I don't think that Iowa State really finds that as a surprise. But this is a team with something to prove heading into the season. I think they're going to overachieve and finish somewhere middle of the pack. I really do think that they have a chance to make a bowl game. And then there was a question asked to Alan Lazard today by Fox Sports 1.
I'm glad you brought this up.
And somebody asked Alan Lazard, basically proclaimed to Alan Lazard that Matt Campbell was known around Ames as the mayor. And Alan Lazard responded with, no, that's Hoiberg. So
that's a television partner of the Big 12, by the way. Somebody who works for the television partner of the Big 12 didn't know that Fred Hoiberg was the mayor.
They didn't know that that Fred Hoiberg was the mayor, and they picked their football team was picked to finish 9 of 10 in the Big 12. So if this trip to Frisco wasn't a little bit of bulletin board material for that team, I don't know what is.
By the way, do you know what they call a Frisco burger in Frisco, Texas?
A burger?
No, it's called a Frisco burger. It's a chain. They're all the same. 319-366.
Is it on the sourdough?
1600. I believe so. This is where someone on the text line says, "That's for San Francisco, idiot." I know. It was a really bad joke. I make lots of them here. Now, the Jerry Ask Investment Services text line available for you today. A couple house cleaning items. Friday, we will be in Iowa City, and I say we. We'll get to that in just a little bit. Coach's Corner Sports Pub, another edition of the KGYM Road Trip, driven by Linder Tire, our final broadcast before we head to Chicago for Big Ten Media Days. My final broadcast of the week is going to be on Thursday because I'm not going to be here on Friday. I'm going to be playing golf somewhere and paying an exorbitant amount of money to do so. But it's about getting out and having a good time with friends, and sometimes you got to pay a price to do that. So we're going to have Alex in Iowa City, and he's going to be filling in. We will have a special guest host on the program on Friday. I still don't know whether we've got complete and total clearance on this, so I don't want to say anything.
I think we do.
Do we? Okay.
Yes, we do.
Okay. Rob Howe from HawkeyeNation.com is going to be sitting in with Alex on Friday at the Coach's Corner Sports Pub. And it would be, as I told Rob, a good time to do so because there's plenty to talk about. You preview Big Ten Media Days coming up the following Monday in Chicago. You got Big 12 Media Days in the rearview mirror. Primetime League is going on. Certainly sounds as if there was some great action over the weekend in PTL play. We'll touch on that a little bit moving on if you want to. But that's what's on tap for you Friday. So the countdown to kickoff continues all week long here. We've got today Evan Flood from 24/7 Sports. He covers the Wisconsin Badgers. Wisconsin, as we talked about last Friday, the odds-on favorite, at least in Las Vegas, to win the Big Ten West. But that's because somebody has to do it. You've got Nebraska and Northwestern in the mix, along with the Hawkeyes, and then the Minnesota Golden Gophers. And if you were not listening to Friday's program, and I don't know why you wouldn't have been, because there's simply not a good reason to not listen to Friday's program, Mike Grimm, the play-by-play voice of the Golden Gophers, all but assured us on air.
No, he did assure us.
It's a guarantee. It's a guarantee. Now, look, we don't know.
I'm not going to hold him to
it. Kids nowadays, they quote-unquote commit to a program, and commitment doesn't mean commitment. So when he says guarantee, maybe it doesn't mean guarantee. But Mike, who's been a good friend of the program for a long time, and he's an Iowa guy, he's going to help some other Iowa guys out. Mike has guaranteed that Minnesota coach P.J. Fleck will join us in Chicago. Now, I didn't check the schedule. Are they there the same day the Hawkeyes are, or are they? I think Iowa is there Monday. That's their scheduled day to meet the media. If you may recall, the Big Ten just last season split this off into 2 days. Two seasons ago, I should say, pardon me. Split media day into 2 days where they had seven teams one day and the other seven teams the next, and it's an interesting setup. Do we have confirmation?
Not yet.
Not yet. We're working on it.
We have all the players, and
who's the most obscure guy that we could get? If we set the, I thought we were setting the bar high with Fleck. What's the lowest? Who's the guy that would just probably bend over backwards to come on the program with us?
Sebastian Joseph, a defensive lineman from Rutgers.
Okay, Kyle, there you go. I want Sebastian Joseph.
This is going to be a very busy week for Kyle.
Sounds like a big guy. I don't know if I want to necessarily have him finding out that he's sort of the butt of the joke. That, why are we talking to you, Sebastian? Well,
because Daddy's going to be talking to him.
Now, do you know that for sure?
No, but that's just an educated guess.
Well, they'll be talking to him if he's talking to us, because they sit next to us and just pilfer our guests every year.
Hey, can we get Sebastian on?
If you listen to the program, you get it, and if you don't, it takes too long to explain, but there's a radio show based out of Nebraska, and this is really all it is. Big Ten Media Day and Radio Row, or Radio Room, as I like to call it, is a couple radio stations from places other than Nebraska, and then a ton of radio stations from Nebraska. But one in particular makes a living off of just pilfering guests. And a couple years ago, when we had Kirk Ferentz with us, Kirk has joined us the last couple years where we've done the program from Chicago. They basically thought, oh, it'll be no big deal. Tap Steve Rowe on the shoulder. Hey, can we get him? No.
Oh, Steve Rowe. That was the look that he gave them.
No.
He get looked like a total badass right there.
Get your own guests.
Jimmy. He's got to go.
Jimmy. Oh, I can't wait. 4:25, we'll step aside. You know what else I can't wait for? A big board update. And Kyle's going to have one for you next. It's the Todd Brommelkamp Show with Alex Kuhn right here on KGYM.
More coffee?
Thanks, Jenna. So, my big $10 breakfast here is on Mediacom because I ordered their new Extreme 100 Bronze package on sale for just $69.98 a month for 1 year, which includes an extra $10 off a month to spend any way I want. What does Mediacom's Extreme 100 Bronze have, Janet?
It's got digital TV with over 125 video music channels, 14,000 free on-demand titles, TiVo service, internet up to 100 meg, including the fastest in-home Wi-Fi, and unlimited nationwide calling.
It's all-in-one technology, or TV and internet that really work together.
So, you out there, why don't you order?
Yeah, call 1-800-SIMPLIFY to get Mediacom's new Extreme packages starting as low as $69.98 a month for a year. Call 1-800-SIMPLIFY for details.
Limited time offer available to qualified new Mediacom customers only. Price does not include installation, modem rental, activation, taxes, fees, and local broadcast station surcharge. Usage allowance applies. Additional charges and restrictions may apply. Not available in all areas. Call Mediacom for more details.
Cedar Rapids Colonels at the good times roll.
It's you and I Panther Night at the Colonels this Friday night. The first 1,000 fans get a free purple you and I t-shirt and see you and I mascot TC on the concourse. Visit colonels.com to get your tickets now for the best party in town and party at the park with the Cedar Rapids Colonels.
Hey, hey, Colonels, let the good times roll. Cedar Rapids Colonels, let the good times roll.
You know that old saying, time is money? Well, that couldn't be truer when it comes to real estate these days. Doug McAllister at Pinnacle Realty knows all about timing and how that affects how much you sell your home for. If you tried to sell it a while back and couldn't get your price, let Doug McAllister and Pinnacle give it another try. The time has never been better than right now to get your price. Doug McAllister has his own menu-driven system to sell your home fast and for more. Just go to soldincr.com to learn more. That's soldincr.com. Time is wasting.
Your business's computing needs are a lot like a symphony orchestra. Each instrument on its own doesn't seem like much, but when the wireless isn't talking with a tablet, and that isn't in tune with the desktop, it's a mess. Network Computer Solutions is in the business of putting it all together in perfect harmony. Network Computer Solutions creates, fixes, and otherwise improves your company's networking computers, and that tunes up your profits. Call 247-7223. 247-7223. They're the missing piece to your IT puzzle.
4:28, welcome back in the Todd Brommelkamp Show along with Alex Kuhn. Our countdown to kickoff continues next with Evan Flood from 24/7 Sports. We'll take a look at Paul Christ and the Wisconsin Badgers today. Big 12 Media Days are underway in Frisco, Texas. We'll be talking with Alex Halstead from Iowa State's 24/7 website coming up in hour number three as well. Plenty of baseball talk to get to today. Jose Quintana with a fantastic debut with the Chicago Cubs over the weekend. Who's buying, who's selling, and who's the next team to make a big move? That's coming up for you in hour number two. Also, your chance to win some tickets to see the Cedar Rapids Colonels in action. We've got four of them. They're just here begging for somebody to win them today. That's coming up with your next chance to win sometime between now and 7 o'clock. And the man who's going to give you those tickets when he answers the phone, Kyle Mann, joining us in the studio right now. That can mean only one of two things. One of those two things means a Midwest One Bank Big Board update.
If you can believe it, an Iowa football player was named to a preseason watch list today, with senior linebacker Josie Jewell being announced among the Werfel Trophy watchlisters. Jewell has already been named to the Bednarik and Bronco Nagurski Award watchlist for his on-field talent, but the Werfel is for the best combination of exemplary community service and academic achievement. Just in the last 15 minutes, Jewell was also named to the Buttkiss Award watch list, which goes to the nation's most outstanding linebacker. This comes as no surprise, as Jewell was one of five finalists for the award last season. Cedar Rapids native Zach Johnson competed in the John Deere Classic over the weekend, and when we last spoke on Friday, he was just a couple strokes behind the lead. He posted a strong performance on the weekend, finishing 15 under par, but finished tied for fifth. 23-year-old American Bryson DeChambeau walked away the champion, finishing 18 under par. The Colonels continued a rocky stretch over the weekend, being shut out by West Michigan on Friday and South Bend Saturday. That made four scoreless outings in their last five, but they were able to bounce back with an 8-4 win yesterday over the South Bend Cubs. That series came to a close with a noon game this afternoon, but the Colonels weren't able to ride the momentum, falling 2-1. Cedar Rapids took an early lead, but went on to strand the tying run at third in the ninth. Tonight, after our show, it's the Twins and the Yankees. Adalberto Mejia on the hill for the Twins, taking on the Yankees' Brian Mitchell. And you can hear that immediately after our show on 107.5 The North Gym.
One of the funniest things I've seen in baseball in a while on Twitter, the Houston Astros are having a fake memorial service at Minute Maid Park this afternoon for Carlos Beltran's glove. The veteran has not played the outfield since May 16th. And so the team gathered in center field, the entire team gathered in center field and donned black and took a knee to have a memorial service for Carlos Beltran's glove. The Astros, of course, deserve to be talked about. They, along with the Los Angeles Dodgers, two of the best teams in baseball. Don't look now, but the Dodgers won another game last night. I'd like to point
that out.
What is
that, 29 of 31 or something? They are on fire.
Just on a sick, sick heater right now. And I mention that because I know we've got a lot of people who listen to the program that are Dodgers fans. And how's that preseason prediction of mine going with the World Series and the Mets? 319-366-1600. Countdown to kickoff brought to you by Coach's Corner Sports Pub. We talk to Evan Flood next.
This bottom of the hour Sports Center update is brought to you by Linder Tire Service, right on their reputation for integrity and outstanding personal service. Linder Tire in Iowa City, North Liberty, and Grinnell.
Where we put service first.
Get ready for summer travel with a free tire pressure and tread check, plus $10 off alignments from Linder Tire. Linder Tire has been keeping family road trips safe for over 80 years. Linder Tire in Iowa City, North Liberty, and Grinnell. LinderTire.com. Like them on Facebook for coupons and deals.
Come to Linder Tire Service for quality tires and service.
ESPN Radio Sports Center.
I'm Christine Lisi right now. The franchise tag deadline passed today, and no deals done for the Steelers and running back Le'Veon Bell and the Redskins and quarterback Kirk Cousins. Bell plays under the tag this season at $12.1 million. Cousins, $23.9 million. Cowboys running back Ezekiel Elliott reportedly involved last night in an incident at a Dallas bar. According to a police report obtained this afternoon by ESPN, the alleged victim told police he was struck on the nose, causing severe bodily harm. The man, however, could not identify who assaulted him. No arrests have been made yet. The NFL said in a statement it is aware of the matter and is looking into it. The Panthers, 9 days before players are scheduled to report to training camp, fire GM Dave Gettleman. Owner Jerry Richardson only saying it was needed despite the time not being ideal. Baseball, Yankees pitcher Michael Pineda will have season-ending Tommy John surgery tomorrow. NBA, Lakers point guard Lonzo Ball out of tonight's Las Vegas Summer League game versus Portland with a right mid-calf strain, 10 Eastern on ESPN. Rockets owner Leslie Alexander announced the team is for sale. No set timetable for that sale.
Experience why for nearly a century men have trusted Barbasol for a close, comfortable shave. Whether it's extra moisturizing with vitamin E or soothing aloe, all you have to do is sit back and bask in the glory of your close shave. You're looking good, America. You're shaving with Barbasol.
When the game is on the line, you put the ball in the hands of your best player because they always perform under pressure. And at Valvoline, we too believe performance comes from hands-on expertise. That's why we created Valvoline Full Synthetic, specially formulated to provide maximum engine protection against friction and wear. So when performance counts, put your engine in the right hands. Valvoline, 150 years under the hood. For DIY tips, hot rides, cool merch, and exclusive content, head over to TeamValvoline.com. Join for free today.
Well, Greeny, we're halfway through another baseball season, and we're really seeing some players who stand out as winners.
Kind of like business travelers who win at business by staying at La Quinta Inns and Suites.
That's because you can put your La Quinta Returns loyalty points to work on the spot with instant free nights.
Just drive up with no reservation and instantly redeem points for a free night that same night simply by using the La Quinta app.
It's like hitting a grand slam.
With an app instead of a bat.
Well played.
Prepare to win at business by learning more about instant free nights and check out the summer rates at LQ.com.
The key to success? Keep it simple, especially when it comes to hiring. And nobody makes it easier than Indeed.com. Post a job in minutes, set up screener questions, manage your candidates from one dashboard. According to an independent study, 5 times more hires are made through Indeed than any other job site. New users claim your $50 credit to post a sponsored job at Indeed.com/credit. Indeed, the world's number one job site. Terms, conditions, and quality standards apply.
Once upon a time, there was a new crossover that refused to play by the rules. It flipped the script and made all the others look like fools. Featuring styling that's sexier by far and handles like a rock star. Introducing the first ever Toyota CHR.
Enjoy agile handling in the body of a seductive crossover that comes with standard 18-inch alloy wheels. The first ever Toyota CHR. The perfect ride to spin your own tail. Toyota. Let's go places.
Back to the Todd Bottlecamp Show, right here on KGYM.
That is On Wisconsin. Welcome back. Hour number one of the Todd Bottlecamp Show with Alex Kuhn. Continuing on toward the top of the hour, we haven't forgotten about Iowa's big announcement. We'll get to that at 5 o'clock today. It turned out that it wasn't such a big announcement. Why are you hearing On Wisconsin on a sports talk radio station in eastern Iowa? Well, it's the countdown to kickoff, brought to you by our good friends at the Coach's Corner Sports Pub in Iowa City. We're counting down the days until Big Ten Media Day kicks off next Monday, and today we make a pit stop. One of my favorite cities in the Big Ten. I love going up to Madison. Short trip, always have a good time up there, and you usually see some pretty good football when the Hawkeyes and Badgers get together. Evan Flood from 24/7 Sports joins us to preview Paul Christ and the Wisconsin Badgers. Evan, good evening, and let's go ahead and get started. The Badgers are the prohibitive favorite to win the Big Ten West this year. Why are they the favorite, in your opinion?
Well, I think, you know, aside from just returning what they do, I think it's 15 starters on both sides of the ball, but you know, that schedule is very favorable, almost the exact opposite of what it was last year. They miss Ohio State, miss Penn State. They do have to play Michigan in a crossover game, but the Wolverines have obviously lost from last season, and the Badgers get them at home. So we're talking about a schedule where Wisconsin could be favored in every single game on the regular season schedule, and with the exception of possibly the championship game if they're able to return. But you know, there's a lot of experience coming back. A lot of people think this is Paul Christ's best team he's had in the 3 years he's been back in Madison. And like I mentioned, that schedule doesn't hurt either.
How was this team able to weather the schedule last year, go 10-2 during the regular season, despite having a little bit of inconsistency at the quarterback position with a young quarterback?
Yeah, and that's the danger of looking ahead at the schedule, because everyone kind of doomed Wisconsin's chances of getting back to Indianapolis because that schedule was so tough, and you know, didn't really look at necessarily what the Badgers had. Like you mentioned, even though there was some instability at the quarterback position, really the whole season, I think they had enough around the quarterback to kind of eat the transition on whoever was under center. They had a terrific offensive line, and then that group had been down the past 2 years, and you know, they finally started to rebuild, got through most of the year without having many injuries up front. You got to remember, two seasons ago, they were starting four freshmen up front. That had never happened as far as the history books go back. So these guys have been together for a while. That helped out. And then the Badgers had, you know, I think the biggest reason for the success in the passing game, despite quarterback turmoil, was Jack Peavy had a breakout year as a junior. He really emerged. I don't want to say came from nowhere, but certainly surprised. It was surprising that he was Wisconsin's leading receiver last season. He took a lot of pressure off his quarterback with his ability to really catch short routes and you know, make yards for the catch. And it wasn't too much on the quarterbacks to have to throw him, you know, five, 7 yard routes and kind of take any pressure from that were thrown at them.
You mentioned the running game, and with Corey Clement and Dari Agunwabale gone, where does Wisconsin look to replace their over 400 carries that they put up last year?
Oh, sorry, you cut out for a second. What was that?
The running game last year was a strength. Corey Clement and Dari Agunwabale, over 400 carries last year. Where does Wisconsin look to replace that production this year?
Yeah, you know, that won't be easy to replace that, but I think we do have two guys they feel really good about, maybe. Bradrick Shaw will be a sophomore, and he showed some real flashes behind those two last year. He actually upended Ogunbowale as Wisconsin's running back in the base package behind Clement, and you know, he averaged around 5 yards per carry as a freshman. Had some big games in Big Ten play against Nebraska in particular, where he got Wisconsin on the board first in that top 10 showdown. So this is a guy they've kind of been waiting to break out and kind of wait to see what he can do when he gets the full-time job. And then Ogunbowale was so instrumental last season in that third down role. He was a guy who could dump screen passes off to or run draws for, get him into space, and he was very elusive. And, you know, they've got a guy a lot like that this year in Chris James, the transfer from Pittsburgh. He sat out last season, so a lot of people don't know this guy, but he had a terrific spring. And, you know, he's perhaps even more dangerous than the open field than Ogunbowale was. Wisconsin's going to try and get him the ball in space as much as possible, just kind of sit back and let him work. So they still have that nice 1-2 punch. It'll be a little young and inexperienced, but you know, the Badgers are excited about those two guys. And then they also get Taiwan Deal back, kind of the hammer running back. He was injured most last season, a big physical, you know, typical Wisconsin running back. So those three guys that can carry the ball will probably split this season.
The countdown to kickoff continuing, brought to you by Coach's Corner Sports Pub in Iowa City. Today we talk with Wisconsin Badgers and Evan Flood of 24/7 Sports. Troy Fumagalli at the tight end position. Does he have a chance to be first team all Big Ten when everything's said and done?
I think you have to look at him as a favorite right now, and just the way he ended last season. In that Cotton Bowl win against Western Michigan. I mean, he was big time. He made a lot of key catches on third down, obviously had the touchdown late in the fourth quarter that all sealed the victory for Wisconsin. And, you know, him and Alex Hornibrook, the quarterback, have great chemistry and always had that, even when Hornibrook wasn't the starting center. You could see it in practice. You could see it in spring ball, fall camp, whatever, that these two really had a good connection. So I would expect him to have an even better season this year just because Hornibrook has more experience and just because these two have such a great connection, and Hornibrook is really, really focused on Fumagalli as number one guy.
You mentioned the offensive line, and where does the left tackle position fall on the list of question marks with Ryan Ramczyk, a first round pick, gone to the New Orleans Saints?
Yeah, Wisconsin lost quite a few pros last year, but I think this is the biggest question mark for Wisconsin going into that season. Right now, they're going to move David Edwards, who was a sophomore, over to the left side to take that place. He's at the right tackle spot the last 6 or 7 games of the season. You know, this is an interesting kid because he was a high school quarterback, came to Wisconsin as a tight end, and then halfway through last season, finds himself starting at right tackle in the top 10 showdown with Nebraska. So he's learned this position very quick. You know, put on a lot of weight in a hurry as well, but you know, you have to wonder if he's ready to kind of play that left tackle spot, which is so important to Wisconsin's success. They could go other ways. Their starting center, Michael Veeder, is really capable of playing any position on the offensive line. He's probably Wisconsin's best lineman. They may move him out there if Edwards struggles because they have a center behind Veeder, Tyler Biotic, that they really like. Didn't play last year. He'll be a redshirt freshman. He got some reps with the first team offense. So they have some things they can move around. Obviously, Wisconsin offensive linemen have all been very versatile. So they have options in case that doesn't work out. But right now, I think they're going to look to Edwards to start at left tackle and see how he does, at least early in the season, before they think about possibly making any changes.
How would you assess Alex Hornibrook's freshman season, and where does he need to improve the most heading into this fall?
I would say it was up and down. You know, he started the season really well. Obviously, Wisconsin was in trouble in week 3, I think it was, against Georgia State. Had to pull Bart Houston. Hornibrook kind of came in and saved the day for them. Got off to a great start in Big Ten play as well. Obviously, had a great game against Michigan State. Even in that loss to Ohio State at home, played pretty well. You could have really said that was his best performance of the season. But, you know, a couple things he needs to do more is, he needs to understand pressure and be able to pick that up with his eyes before the season. You know, guys can get into his state, and it really flusters him. He likes to throw off his back foot. And this is a quarterback who doesn't have a great arm and probably trusts it too much and can get himself into trouble when he's throwing off that back foot because, he's more of a finesse passer. He can't get away with throws and coverage. And he also needs to be better on the other side of the field. You know, this is a guy that did most of the damage in the red zone. And if the running backs weren't getting them into opponents, Hornibrook really wasn't that great on third down at the end of the season. So he needs to be able to sustain drives and keep things going because now he doesn't have a Corey Clement or Dari Ogunbowale to maybe carry things as much as we were able to last season. So, and I think a lot of that falls on the offensive staff as well to maybe throw more on first and second down. Wisconsin was very predictable last season and sort of let defenses tee off on Hornibrook last year with too many third and longs, but this is a guy that I think a lot of people thought they saw significant gains in spring, and he's perhaps ready for much more stable season. But he's got to cut down his mistakes first and foremost, and a lot of that comes with handling the pressure defenses are going to throw at him.
Let's flip sides of the ball and talk defensively a little bit. Is there a weakness on the defensive side of the ball this year for the Badgers, and if so, what do you think it is?
Yeah, you know, even though they return a lot again, and this has been one of the nation's best defenses, they've always been a little thin at quarterback, and it's hurt them mostly against high-octane passing units. Ohio State, Penn State, obviously, the Big Ten championship game last year. And what these teams are able to do is really spread Wisconsin out and isolate those number 3 or number 4 quarterbacks, however many Wisconsin has out there. And Wisconsin put themselves in a tough spot because Natrell Jamerson last year played really well in that spot, but he got hurt for the back end of the season, and you kind of saw the effect there against Penn State where they were able to isolate Ruben Figaro and be off on him. But Wisconsin lost Leo Musso at the free safety and decided to move Jamerson into that spot. Wisconsin still a little thin at the number 3 cornerback spot. They're going to look like they're going to start Figaro again, even though he really struggled last year. They have a redshirt freshman that can maybe take that role, but you know they are a little thin at that position. They've got 2 cornerbacks they feel good about, but I'm wondering again. You know, when you get into, and Wisconsin probably won't face many passing attacks of Penn State's and Ohio State's caliber. Obviously, they missed those 2 on the schedule anyway, but You know, teams that have multiple receiving threats, teams that can spread Wisconsin out, you know, you can isolate that spot and really pick this defense apart.
Justin Wilcox, the defensive coordinator last year off to Cal. Jim Leonard is the new defensive coordinator in Madison. I wanted to ask you, because he was signed on by Paul Chryst last year as the defensive backs coach, just 1 year of coaching experience. Have you been surprised by how quickly he's kind of risen up to the coaching ranks now, just 3 years removed from his NFL career, he's a defensive coordinator?
Yes and no. And when Wilcox left Cal last year, you know, he was the guy that immediately jumped out to everybody as, you know, next in line defensive coordinator. The only question was, you know, was it too soon to give him that job? But, you know, having known Jim coming up through this program and how the players responded to him last year, I think it makes sense for Wisconsin. And, you know, this is a guy, again, you know, 3 years removed from the NFL. Necessarily a bad thing when we're talking about hiring a coach, because, you know, he's bringing in new information, different information than the rest of the coaching staff can really bring in. A lot of their techniques be older from their playing days. You know, Leonard's, you know, kind of got new knowledge, you know, just being in an NFL defense not that long ago. So I think that kind of gave Chryst trust to give him that job. Time. This is a guy that's probably not going to change anything very soon. I think he's going to rely on the other coaches who have been around this defense the past couple of years since Dave Aranda took Wisconsin to a 3-4. I think it was 4 years ago. And, you know, you saw Wilcox last year not change up a whole lot either. I would expect Leonard to keep things pretty much the same, at least till, you know, he can get a feel for what being a college defensive coordinator is like.
Good stuff as always, Evan. Before we let you go, what's the biggest game on the schedule, do you think, this season for Wisconsin?
You know, it's tough because, like I said, you know, Wisconsin looks like favorites in all of these games. You know, I think the toughest, maybe just a trap game at BYU, and I think it's week 3. The Badgers go out there for a big non-conference showdown, maybe not, maybe overlooking that team that did lose a lot, including at the quarterback spot. It's not an easy place to win. Wisconsin hasn't been out there before, not sure what to expect. Late afternoon game out there in Utah. So, you know, I would say that could be the biggest trap. I don't know if that'll be the most difficult game for Wisconsin. I think it's got the most upset potential just in terms of a team Wisconsin isn't familiar with and maybe overlooks and obviously not accustomed to playing out there yet.
Evan Flood, 24/7 Sports and our Wisconsin Badgers insider. We appreciate it, Evan. Thanks for the time.
Appreciate it.
The countdown to kickoff continuing this week, and then we've got kickoff. Big Ten Media Days coming to you Monday and Tuesday of next week from the Hyatt Regency McCormick Place in Chicago. I would say downtown Chicago, but that is not technically accurate because the Hyatt is well south of the actual downtown, but still working on getting some guests lined up. And I know you're working with Kyle all throughout this week to guide him through the process of what that's like. But we're going to be on for 8 hours over the course of 2 days, Monday and Tuesday. No gym class next week as we bring you a supersized edition of the program, and I'll try my darndest to keep the Doug and Daddy references to a bare minimum.
You mean this week or when we're in Chicago?
Just
definitely when we're in Chicago.
Just in general. Although
I feel like people enjoy, if we had that as our poll question, and I know Emils would really not like that, but I feel like the people that listen to this show enjoy the Doug and Daddy references. Maybe I'm off base, but I think they do.
Some of them.
I do.
Other people listening probably have no idea what we're talking about. By the way, I was going to send Scott Unash a text over the weekend when I saw that my high school football alma mater has hired a new coach, and he went to the University of Nebraska, Kearney. And I was going to send Scott, and then I thought, no, he's on vacation. Don't bother him. I wound up sending him a text this morning about something unrelated to that, and then of course I got the reminder, yeah, I'm not in the office this week, I'm on vacation, which means Kyle will be sitting in with Mark Dukes on the gym class. Check him out, 3 to 4, Monday through Friday, the lead-in program to the Todd Brownell Camp Show, which will return after this.
I'm concerned about our computers. I keep hearing stories about viruses holding files hostage.
My brother's office hasn't had any issues. They work with IT solutions. You can find them at ineedmycomputerstowork.com.
IT solutions?
Yeah, they have affordable, custom, managed monthly care for businesses like ours.
How does it work?
Think of it like taking care of your teeth. You wouldn't wait until something goes wrong and then try and find a random dentist, right?
No.
Exactly. Their multi-level protection includes virus protection on workstations and servers, virus filters at your internet connection, keeping security patches up to date, and installing custom protection developed by IT solutions that no one else has. They also back up your data locally, so recovery is fast and easy.
Wow, all that for a low, affordable monthly fee and a plan that's customized just for us?
Yes, that's what IT Solutions has been doing for over 30 years. Go to ineedmycomputerstowork.com for more info.
Well, I've got a few minutes before our meeting. I'll go to ineedmycomputerstowork.com right now.
Woohoo! I love this!
You aren't doing anything.
What do you mean? I'm skydiving!
No, you're not.
Sure I am. Look at me. I read a book about it. I've got this fancy parachute and I'm on the plane. I'm awesome.
You seem to have forgotten the most important part. You have to step outside the plane. If you don't, you're just a passenger circling around and around.
Oh.
A lot of us feel like this. We really believe we're learning and growing, but in reality, we're just traveling the same old orbit. To make a difference in yourself, a difference in the people around you, you have to do something different. Consider it mental skydiving. A good starting place might be the Global Leadership Summit, August 10th and 11th. Get a feel for this world-class event at willowcreek.com. Register today for the Global Leadership Summit at willowcreek.com. This message brought to you by Jeff and Terry Carlson of Warehouse Auto.
At the gym, we know good sportsmanship matters during a game and in life.
And we want to recognize good sports like you with KGYM's Community MVP.
So if your nonprofit group is holding an event to help folks around here, let us know.
Just go to kgymradio.com, click on Community MVP, and give us all the details.
Because you deserve most valuable player status for doing something great. And we want to help get the word out.
KGYM's Community MVP, brought to you by Fairfax State Savings Bank.
Welcome back. It's the Todd Brolenkamp Show, along with Alex Kuhn, coming your way on 106.3 FM in Iowa City, 107.5 FM in Cedar Rapids, and all across eastern Iowa on 1600 AM, our historic main gym frequency. Big 12 Media Days underway in Frisco, Texas today. We'll talk with Alex Halstead of 24/7 Sports. He covers Iowa State. That's coming up for you at 6 o'clock tonight. How about we bring Kyle back into the studio? Another Midwest One Bank Big Board update. Midwest One, where you're the one.
If you can believe it, an Iowa football player was named to a preseason watch list today, with senior linebacker Josie Jewell being announced among the Werfel Trophy watch listers. Jewell has already been named to the Bednarik and Bronco Nagurski Award watch list for his on-field talent, but the Werfel is for the best combination of exemplary community service and academic achievement. Jewell was also named to the Butkus Award watch list today, which goes to the nation's most outstanding linebacker. This comes as no surprise, as Jewell was one of five finalists for the award last season. Cedar Rapids native Zach Johnson competed in the John Deere Classic over the weekend, and when we last spoke on Friday, he was a couple strokes off the lead. He posted a strong performance, finishing 15 under par on the weekend, but finished tied for fifth. 23-year-old American Bryson DeChambeau walked away the champion, finishing 18 under par. The Colonels continued a rocky stretch over the weekend, being shut out by West Michigan on Friday and then South Bend on Saturday, made for four scoreless outings in their last five, but they bounced back with an 8-4 win yesterday over the South Bend Cubs. That series came to a close with a noon game this afternoon, but the Colonels weren't able to ride the momentum, falling 2-1. The Twins dropped 2 of 3 in Houston over the weekend, but they're beginning a three-game homestand with the Yankees tonight. It's Adalberto Mejia on the hill for the Twins, taking on the Yankees' Brian Mitchell. And you can hear that immediately after our show on 107.5 FM, the North Gym.
So Iowa spent the better part of the last 2 days trying to gin up some excitement over a major announcement, a big announcement that they were going to make today. And they made the announcement. And it wasn't as big as some people were hoping it would be. We'll talk about that next. You're listening to the Todd Brolenkamp Show right here on KGYM. Hour number two, right around the corner.
At Lowe's, we know that pros depend on their tools to do more than just cut, drill, and sand. tools help pros meet deadlines, keep promises, and protect reputations. Well, right now at Lowe's, pro customers can get up to 30% off select Kobalt power and hand tools. Plus, get up to 20% off select Irwin and Lennox tools and power tool accessories. Hurry into Lowe's and save on the tools and accessories you